Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Evening Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back each weekday afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Archer. There has been some extreme reaction on social media to the murder of a health insurance executive. That's coming up. At first, USC telling international students to return to the U.S. from winter break before Donald Trump's second inauguration. Natalie Tavidian reports.
USC is one of the country's most popular universities for international students, and the school's immigration clinic sent out an advisory this week saying students could be denied entry for traveling during winter break if they hold an F-1 or J-1 visa. With the new administration taking office, anything can happen, USC says, like an executive order, which could impact international students' visa status. They're urging any student detained by immigration officials at an airport or land border to contact its immigration clinic and legal assistance center. I'm Natalie Tavidian, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
A 14-year-old boy is on life support after being rescued from a house fire in Harupa Valley this morning. Fire crews showed up. They found a single-story home fully engulfed. The boy had been trapped inside, but firefighters were able to rescue him quickly. He was taken to the hospital and put on life support. The boy's older brother was cut by a broken window trying to save him. His stepmother says he's also been taken to the hospital. Five dogs were killed in the fire. Two former top city officials in Commerce in Baldwin Park pleaded guilty to taking part in a scheme involving bribes for votes and influence over the city's cannabis permit process. In their plea agreements, Edgar Cisneros, who served as the city manager of Commerce, and Robert Tafoya, Baldwin Park city attorney, have agreed to cooperate in public corruption investigations, which are continuing. A Whole Foods employee was stabbed in an attempted carjacking in a Laguna Niguel parking lot as he was leaving work. This happened last night at the Aliso Village Shopping Center. The victim was taken to a hospital and is expected to survive. The attacker ran away after failing to take the car. He is still on the loose. A small plane went down in the desert a few miles away from a runway in Palmdale this afternoon. LA County Fire got the call a little bit after 1. They had trouble locating the plane, but eventually found it near Barstow Road and East Avenue Inn. One person was found at the scene, but authorities haven't said if they have been evaluated or are taken for medical care. The cause of the crash has not been made available yet. The search continues in the waters off of Long Beach Harbor for a missing L.A. City firefighter. Pete Demetrio has that story.
The 28-year-old man went into the water with two other men on a sport dive just after 9 last night. They were free diving, not using scuba apparatus, and may have been looking to harvest lobsters at the bottom of the channel in about 40 feet of water. L.A. City Fire Chief Kristen Crowley said the search effort has been tough on all members of the department.
This member was assigned to a local fire station. This is our fire family. They're obviously very, very concerned about their fellow firefighter. There's a lot of emotions, of course, and that's where the behavioral health piece comes in. We're hoping and praying for the best. We're going to continue to push forward and actively search for our member. And with that, each second, we're just taking a deep breath in, and we're going to continue to support one another as well as his immediate family.
Up to 24 divers from the LA City Fire Department, the Long Beach Fire Department, and commercial companies are still combing the channel. It's a very tough job. Visibility is less than a foot. In addition to combing the bottom in a visual search, side-looking and handheld sonar devices are also being used in an effort to find the missing man. At Long Beach Harbor, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
An Apple Watch has cost a delivery man his job. A UPS employee was recently seen on a home surveillance video stealing an Apple Watch that was intended as a gift. Camera in the front yard of the victim's home in Gramercy Park neighborhood shows a UPS truck pulling up across the street. A delivery man walks up with a small package. He takes the watch out, then throws the empty box into a garbage can. The victim told KTLA the watch was a gift for his wife. UPS said today that that driver has been fired. A magnitude 7.0 earthquake rattled Northern California. It hit just before 11 o'clock this morning off the coast of Humboldt County. A tsunami warning was issued down to the Bay Area, but it was quickly canceled. Earthquake scientist Lucy Jones explains exactly where that quake hit.
It's at the end of the San Andreas Fault. The San Andreas Fault comes up to Cape Mendocino, and it ends, and there's a fracture zone going off to the west, and you start forming the Juan de Fuca plate. with the Cascadia subduction zone. This is not on a subduction zone. This is a strike slip fault running basically east-west at the southern boundary of that plate.
And Sue Thornton, the wife of former KNX News anchor Jim Thornton, felt the quake in Humboldt County.
I was outside for most of it. It's a very different feeling in a forest where the trees are going back and forth and you're thinking, oh God, is that tree going to, you know, fall down and crush me?
And Sue tells us stuff fell down at her home and the power went out, but there was no big damage.
Except for our stove pipe disattached from the ceiling. And up here in Humboldt County, if you don't have a backup wood-burning stove, you're really out of luck when power goes out.
And so far, no word of any major damage anywhere of any significant injuries. We could be right around the corner from a new pandemic. Now, right now, bird flu cannot be transmitted from person to person, but California researchers say just one small mutation could make it a threat to humans, opening the door to widespread infections and a possible pandemic. Health experts have been worried about the bird flu virus spreading among dairy cows, and recently it has shown up in raw milk sold in Southern California. Scripps Research Institute biologists determined that a single protein mutation could transform a virus that so far killed mostly birds and cows into a pathogen that targets humans. The economic outlook for L.A. County shows some challenges and opportunities ahead. The high cost of living and the high cost of housing are going to continue to be a big issue for the L.A. region next year. But some sectors of the economy are expected to grow. In 2024, L.A.'s gross county product has a projected growth of 3.3%, which is anticipated to go down a bit to 2.1% next year. Non-farm employment estimated to drop by 1.2% in 2024 before recovering with a slight increase in 2025. The Southern California Association of Governments released the report today as part of its annual Southern California Economic Update. Governor Newsom says Trump's threats to impose tariffs on goods from Mexico are going to hurt California badly. That's coming up as Nonstop News at 5 continues. Presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review. There has been an extreme reaction on social media to the murder of the CEO of United Healthcare. A lot of people seem to be celebrating his death as they complain about the health insurance industry. The official Facebook post by United Healthcare about the CEO's murder saw tens of thousands of people react with the laughter emoji. Joining us now to talk about this, USC social media and psychology expert Karen North. Karen, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So one can understand that there's a lot of upset and anger at the health insurance industry in this country, while at the same time condemning a murder. But for some people, they don't see that difference. Why do they behave like this online, celebrating a murder? And is there any justification for that kind of reaction?
Well, that's a very complicated question. I mean, you know, is there justification? I suppose you could say that, you know, people want to speak out about something that's upsetting to them. But frankly, there's really no good justification for celebrating the premeditated, gruesome murder of somebody. It's somebody else's tragedy. You're talking about somebody who's a father and a husband and a brother and a son. And people forget about that. And, you know, to go to the other part of your question, why do people do this? You know, we look at things. We have news and entertainment and personal conversations all coming to us through the same devices. And so we feel like we're having private conversations, or we feel like we're reacting to characters in a TV show or a movie at times. And this is the kind of thing that becomes a symbolically representing an issue that we're all upset about and that people want to speak out about. And they not only feel that way because they see the healthcare, health insurance side of it, but then they see thought leaders. You know, they see people that they look up to making really sort of horrifyingly callous comments, and they jump in to participate because the social cues become about healthcare and insurance rather than about an individual's tragedy.
Yeah, sometimes it does seem like being online, you're protected behind your phone or your keyboard, and so you can give vent to the worst version of yourself and make comments like this. Is this something we're seeing more now, or has it always been that way online?
I mean, always is a hard question, but yes, I've had questions about this for the better part of 20 years. You know, why is it the case? And so it's really always been there. And we've always seen it in communication throughout history when there are limited social cues. So you look at the situation, and when you interact with people in a comment section or through text messaging or whatever it is that's sort of mediated by technology, and you don't have the benefit of seeing your friends recoil or your friends shake their head or your friends look horrified when you say something that, about somebody who's actually a real person, people get caught up in the moment and they join in to the group of people who are talking about an issue or being funny when something maybe isn't funny to the person actually involved. So the social cue breakdown, the fact that you don't get a feedback loop of people reminding you how to act in a civil society, is really a big problem.
USC social media and psychology expert Karen North. Karen, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
California's governor not holding back and criticizing Donald Trump over those proposed tariffs on goods coming in from Mexico. That's coming up on Nonstop News at 5.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Governor Newsom has launched another verbal attack on President-elect Trump over the plans to increase tariffs on imports from Mexico. Now, Newsom made the remarks during a visit to the border in San Diego County. He argues the tariffs going to be disastrous for the California economy.
There's no state that will be impacted more and has been already impacted more by this tariff conversation, this tax conversation that the president-elect is having. We have seen the economic output that has been extraordinary. That momentum is now stubbornly in question as it relates to the impacts of a proposed 25% tax or tariff on goods coming from Mexico. That would lead, as an example, don't take my word for it, any objective analysis, upwards of you having to spend $3,000 more to purchase a car coming from Mexico if that tariff is indeed imposed. No state more impacted by that, no region more impacted by that. Small businesses that will lose customers, jobs that will be lost, the inflationary impacts on every single one of you, the cost of food that will go up, cost of tomatoes at the supermarket, the vegetables, over half that come in from Mexico, the impacts of retaliatory trade on the ag community. No state more impacted by the retaliatory impacts than the state of California. Just consider a simple fact that this ag export dependent industry in the great state of California, that 43% of just three products exported around the world, almonds and dairy, pistachios, you can add walnuts into that, they will be impacted significantly. And those farmers, ranchers, will be impacted disproportionately if these tariffs go into effect. And I didn't even bring up the mass deportation components of it. You know better than I do. When you look at farm workers, the last estimate, roughly half are undocumented. Close to 90% have been in the state for years and years and years. They're not going back and forth. Close to 60% have kids. The impacts of mass deportation on the cost of food in this state, in this nation, are off the charts. This is serious business. And final word, don't think for a second this won't impact you. 90% of these tariffs will impact bottom of our economic chain, meaning lower wage workers that pay over half of these taxes. So this is an aggressive tax. There is no economic growth in America without the success and the vibrancy of this region and the state of California. Forgive me, I didn't want to make this too political, but I hope we can all agree the impacts on this region and your pocketbook will universally be felt regardless of your politics. That's a betrayal that needs to be revealed to those that embraced and supported this agenda. That betrayal is taking place in real time. You are being betrayed by these policies. The impact exists now, even before these tariffs have been imposed. That's not something you should take my word for it. I just met with leaders in the business community that said already the momentum has been impacted.
That's Governor Newsom making some comments at the border with Mexico today. 520. It was a down day for the markets. The Dow closed down 248, the S&P down 11, and NASDAQ closing down 34.
Traditional toy and game makers seeking success and continued relevance in the world of video games are largely finding it. By late summer, 9 months after launch, LEGO's Fortnite video game had more than 80 million players, and LEGO was in search of more digital partners. Hasbro, meanwhile, has a blockbuster mobile game in Monopoly Go, which has earned more than $3 billion since spring of 2023.
Monopoly Go is the most successful mobile game outside of China in history.
Hasbro CEO Chris Cox tells Bloomberg only a few games have come close.
Pokemon Go, Candy Crush, Clash of Clans.
Monopoly Go and other digital games helped Hasbro beat earnings expectations last spring, and Hasbro's summer included the launch of Monopoly Go, the board game, showing the road between physical and digital game playing can go both ways.
I'm Bloomberg's Lisa Mateo, KNX News 97.1 FM.
That's your nonstop news at 5 for Thursday. Day presented by My Lemon Law Lawyer. Text Lemon to 40333 for a free case review.